This is the Friday News Break on KMUN. I'm Ava Berardi. It was a mixed bag for Oregon school districts in Tuesday's primary election results. As Elizabeth Miller reports, 5 funding measures were passing, while 5 appeared to be failing.
Oregon school districts that have been relying on their school communities to fund their schools can keep doing so. Voters in the Ashland and Riverdale school districts both approved renewals of local option levies to maintain staff and education offerings. But new levies to shore up district finances in Canby and Newburg are failing. In Newburg, a rejected levy means 4 furlough days, larger class sizes, and possibly closing schools. Dave Parker is the superintendendent of the Newburg School District.
If it were an easy solution, we would have already done it. The issue is none of these solutions fix all the problems. And so, like, everything, you've got some advantages and then you got a whole bunch of disadvantages.
A levy that would have supported 4-H and youth programs in Lane County failed. Elizabeth Miller reporting.
A recent survey of about 400 employers in Washington find that nearly 1 in 4 are considering moving their business out of state. The survey was conducted by the Association of Washington Business. Morgan Irwin, with the association, says the recently passed tax on income over $1 million is a driving factor for the desire to relocate.
After they passed the income tax, that number went from 45% up to 55% of employers in Washington state.
Irwin, a former Republican state representative, says the survey also found many of these employers are also thinking about changing their personal residence.
The number one concern among employers is taxation. It's not even close. 72% put that as their number one issue.
Most of the survey's respondents are small businesses that employ 50 people or fewer. The millionaire's tax legislation does give tax breaks to small businesses, one of them reducing or eliminating the state's business and occupation tax, depending on the size of the operation. With gas in Washington costing more than $6 a gallon in some places, we recently asked people in downtown Seattle how these high prices are affecting them.
I live in Beacon Hill. I work right here on the waterfront, and I bike to work now because it's just, I got 2 kids at home, and it's too much. It was like $3 like a year ago. It's crazy.
The emotional toll of it is kind of crazy. I filled up my car the other day after driving on my days off, and it was kind of shocking and made me so sad. I was like, how did I spend this much money in one sitting?
I am reduced to riding a bicycle in the city because I can't drive. I just can't do it, and it sucks. But they got my legs looking really good, and it's good for nature, so God bless myself.
They're not affecting us because we rely on transit so much already. So we're just really lucky that we live somewhere where we have good transit to get us to where we want to go.
To me, it's a bigger picture of costs everywhere and not necessarily just the gas. It's a bigger picture of an avocado costing $7.
That was Jerome Petty, Alicia from Seattle, Rose Ross, Chris Hagens, and Cooper Lenhart. The Battleground City Council is considering a series of proclamations on subjects ranging from Antifa to ICE to a National Day of Prayer. OPB's Eric Newman reports these ceremonial statements mark a shift towards more partisan stances for the Southwest Washington Council.
Upcoming proclamations in Battleground include one condemning Antifa-related violence and another supporting the activities of federal immigration enforcement. Proclamations are ceremonial recognitions rather than actual policies. They get submitted by members of the public and, if approved, are announced during public meetings. Other proclamations promoting LGBTQ causes were rejected for 2026, according to their authors. Those include a proposal to recognize June as Pride Month and another that would designate a transgender day of visibility. The Battleground mayor, who decides on what proclamations are approved, did not respond to an interview request. I'm Eric Newman reporting.
Local and regional news is brought to you by our news partners and by the KMUN news team. For more local and regional news, go to kmun.org/news. You're listening to KMUN.